Management by Objectives, Chapter 3, Purpose. Key Verses. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, 15, and 16, The Amplified Bible. Introduction. In the last lesson, you learned that God is a God of purpose who is continuously making and implementing plans to accomplish his purpose. God anoints and uses those who understand his purpose and are willing to be part of his plan. To become part of God's plan, your life and ministry must be in harmony with his purpose. You must live and minister with the same sense of purpose that directed the life and ministry of Jesus. This lesson will help you formulate a statement of purpose that is in harmony with the purpose and plans of God. A statement of purpose. A statement of purpose is a statement of reason for being. It expresses your understanding of God's specific task for you. It is a statement of vision and faith. For a ministry, organization, or church, a statement of purpose identifies why you exist as a corporate body. It explains the specific reason for your ministry as a group. For an individual, a statement of purpose identifies your own personal part in God's plan. A statement of purpose is not a doctrinal statement. A doctrinal statement tells what your ministry believes doctrinally. It is important to have a doctrinal statement, but it is not the same as a statement of purpose. For an example of a doctrinal statement, see the appendix of the manual. Purpose is also different from objectives. Purpose is a statement of why a ministry exists. Objectives are statements of plans the ministry will implement in order to fulfill the purpose. Objectives are what you do. Purpose is why you are. You will learn more about objectives in the next lesson on planning. Purpose is not the same as programs of the church. Programs are outreaches organized to implement plans which relate to purpose. A statement of purpose identifies the specific reason why your ministry exists. It summarizes specifically what position of ministry you are filling in the body of Christ. The Bible is filled with examples of men and women of God who knew their specific purpose in God's plan. We will consider just one of these individuals, the Apostle Paul. Paul had a definite sense of purpose which he knew and communicated to others. He wrote Timothy, "But you have fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose." 2 Timothy 3:10. His life goal was to fulfill that purpose. "Not that I claim to have accomplished all this, nor to have perfection already, but I keep going on trying to grasp that purpose for which Christ grasped me." Philippians 3:12. Paul's purpose was communicated to him by God. "He is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." Acts 9:15. You learned in the last chapter that God's general purpose is to bring all men and women into the knowledge and fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul's purpose of ministry was in harmony with God's purpose and plans. If Paul had written out his statement of purpose, it would have been as follows: "My purpose of ministry is to bear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, nations other than Israel, kings, leaders, the nation of Israel, Jews." The importance of purpose. A statement of purpose is very important because purpose provides direction. A vision is a clear mental image of what you are to achieve. The Bible states, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Proverbs 29:18. God has given the general vision in his word, but you must also have specific vision. You must have a clear knowledge of exactly what your ministry is called of God to accomplish. You must minister with a clearly defined vision. When God establishes a vision, He does not change His mind as men do. When men and organizations stray from the vision God has given them, they experience confusion, problems, and failure. Purpose promotes a biblical worldview. Purpose promotes a biblical worldview because you analyze the environment in which you are ministering in order to determine your purpose. As you do this, you become aware of the spiritual needs of the community, nation, and world in which you minister. For example, Paul analyzed the spiritual condition of the city of Athens. His heart was stirred, and because he knew and understood his purpose of ministry, he shared the gospel with the residents of this Gentile city. See Acts 17:16-34. Purpose is always related to need. Recognizing need fosters a biblical worldview. You begin to see the world as God sees it. Purpose permits planning. When you know your purpose, you can make plans to accomplish that vision. Uncertain purpose results in uncertain plans. You achieve a work for God not by just desiring it or even by just being busy working. Work can miss the goal if you do not have a specific vision. There are many good works you can do. You can be busy constantly for God, but what is the specific ministry He has given you to accomplish? This is what He will hold you responsible for. It is more important that you do the one thing God has called you to do and do it well than to accomplish many things. Jesus emphasized this priority of purpose to Martha when He said, "Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things." Luke 10:41. Purpose is the basis for setting priorities. If your priorities are in harmony with the priorities of God's kingdom, everything you need to accomplish the ministry will be provided. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Finances, people, material items, whatever you need for effective ministry will be provided if God's kingdom is your priority and purpose. Every ministry has priorities. If you do not set priorities in harmony with God's word, then they will develop either by drifting into them, by habit, or because of pressures of people, needs, or crises. You will let the world set your priorities instead of having them set by God. Purpose permits planning for effective ministry. It is the basis for selecting and implementing plans and budgeting finances. It provides focus and keeps you from being distracted by ministry to which God has not called you nor equipped you to fulfill. Because time is short before the Lord's return, because the need is great and the days are evil, you need to live purposefully. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16. Paul's plans, all of his travels and ministry, related specifically to the purpose to which he had been called. He did not spend time doing good works. He devoted his life to the work to which he had been ordained by God. Purpose eliminates confusion. Where there is no clearly defined purpose, confusion exists. There is no unity in thought or action. Misunderstanding and conflict often result. In the Old Testament, leaders of Israel used a trumpet to assemble people to battle. The trumpet must sound a clear and loud signal, or God's army would be in confusion. Numbers 10:9 and 1 Corinthians 14:8. Clear purpose is like the sound of the battle trumpet. It calls God's people to action. But the leader who calls others to the front lines of spiritual battle must have clear purpose. Purpose permits evaluation. If you know the purpose of your ministry, you can evaluate to see if you are fulfilling God's plan. Because Paul knew and understood his purpose, he could evaluate his ministry and say, "I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." Acts 26:19. You will learn more about evaluation later in this course. Purpose enables ministry with authority and anointing. Because you know your specific purpose and it is in harmony with God's purpose, He will anoint your ministry. You can minister with power and authority because you know exactly what God has called you to do. Formulating statement of purpose. Now you will formulate a statement of purpose for ministry that is in harmony with God's purpose and plans. You need a personal statement of purpose which answers this question: how does my personal ministry fit in with God's purpose and plans? You also need a corporate statement of purpose which answers this question: how does the organization, fellowship, or church of which I am a part fit into God's plan? If your organization or church already has a written statement of purpose, review it by using the guide provided in the For Further Study section of this lesson. You must write out the statement of purpose. "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it." Habakkuk 2:2. The reason you must write it down is, one, to make it plain. If you just have a vague idea of purpose in your head, it is not clear. Writing down a statement of purpose makes you clarify exactly what God has called you to do. Two, so it can be communicated to others. People can be motivated to run with the vision and accomplish it when they can read and understand it. Here are steps for formulating a statement of purpose for ministry. Pray. You must communicate with God in order to find your specific purpose in ministry. Ask Him to guide you as you analyze your environment and study His Word. Analyze the environment. To be effective, your purpose must not only relate to God's purpose, but it must relate to the environment in which you minister. Your purpose must relate to the needs of the people to whom God has called you to minister. Environmental analysis is a study of the people and geographic area in which you are ministering. It is of such importance that an entire course is offered by Harvest Time International Institute on this subject. If you are studying the Institute courses in their suggested order, you have already completed the course on environmental analysis. Review the information you gathered during your analysis and use it as you write your statement of purpose. If you have not studied the course environmental analysis, it is suggested that you do so before writing a statement of purpose for ministry. Briefly summarized, environmental analysis helps you understand the people to whom you are ministering, their spiritual condition, their needs, and the social, cultural, and geographic environment in which they live. With this knowledge, you are more effective in communicating the gospel. Purpose and plans must never be made on the basis of a good idea or program. They must relate to spiritual needs, just as God's stated purpose relates to the needs of a sinful world. Many ministries fail because, although they offer a unique outreach, it is not related to the environment in which they are serving. It is also important to analyze the environment because you live in a constantly changing world. If you are to meet the spiritual challenge of such change, then you must understand the environment. Most important, environmental analysis reveals the negative spiritual forces working against the people in a particular area. You can then pray, bind, and deal with these spiritual forces. Environmental analysis also includes analysis of your own spiritual strengths and weaknesses. Each individual and each ministry has spiritual strengths and gifts which make them uniquely adapted to particular ministries. Each individual and ministry also have weaknesses, which in the natural may affect their ability to fulfill their ministries. It is not negative thinking to consider your weaknesses. Self-evaluation prevents failure. If Israel had prayed and evaluated their situation at Ai, they would not have been defeated. God would have revealed the problem and they could have dealt with it before going into battle with the enemy. See Joshua 7. But you do not succeed by dwelling on your weaknesses. You succeed by emphasizing your strengths and using them for God's glory. At the same time, you must recognize that your weaknesses provide an opportunity for God's power to be demonstrated. When evaluating your weaknesses, consider this. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. When evaluating your strengths, consider this. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. Study scriptural statements of purpose. Your statement of purpose must be biblical. This means it must be in harmony with the general purpose of God, which was discussed in chapter 2. The Bible has some other verses to review to help you further understand biblical purpose. As you study these passages, write down key thoughts and words that will help you write your own statement of purpose. Isaiah 1:1-20. Matthew 7:33, 9:37-38, 10:7-8, 38-39, 16:24-25, 28:18-20. Refer to page 35 in Management by Objectives to see the full list of passages to review. Write the statement of purpose. If you have followed these steps of prayer, environmental analysis, and study of God's purposes as revealed in His Word, you are ready to write your own statement of purpose. You will need a manual or a piece of paper to do this. Begin by completing this sentence. The purpose of my personal ministry is... Next, what specific scriptures did you study that support your statement of purpose? List the references. Now write a statement of purpose for the corporate ministry in which you are involved. For example, your church, religious organization, denomination, mission, etc. The purpose of this ministry is... What specific scriptures did you study that support the statement of purpose for this organization? List the references. Evaluate the statement of purpose. Evaluate the statement you have written. Is it in harmony with God's general purpose as revealed in the Bible? Is it biblical? Did you identify specific scriptures to support your purpose? Is the statement of purpose written clearly so that it is easily understood? Does the statement of purpose relate to the environment in which you are ministering? Does it meet existing spiritual needs? Does it state why the ministry exists rather than discussing specific programs, services, or outreaches? Does it provide unlimited possibilities in future ministry? If not, it is too limited. Here is a statement that is too limited. The purpose of Harvest Time International Network is to train 100 laymen as Christian leaders. When we have trained the 100 leaders, our purpose is fulfilled. We have no vision for future ministry. We have limited our purpose and it is too narrow. Is it specific? If the statement is too general, you will not know if you are adequately fulfilling it. Here is a statement of purpose that is too general. The purpose of Harvest Time International Network is to train Christian laymen. This statement is not specific enough to permit evaluation to see if the ministry is achieving its purpose. Train them in what? For what purpose? Why? What does the training emphasize? Turn to the For Further Study section of this lesson and read the statement of purpose for Harvest Time International Network, which we have adopted. This statement is more specific and it is unlimited. Because it is more detailed, we can evaluate to see if we are accomplishing our purpose. If your statements of purpose are not scriptural, unclear, do not focus on need, are too limited or too general, then rewrite them. United in purpose. With God's guidance, leaders must establish a corporate purpose for the entire ministry, church, or organization. This purpose must be communicated to each department or outreach of the church or organization. Each individual within each department or outreach must understand the purpose. The purpose must be communicated throughout the entire local body of believers. Each person must know the purpose in order to unite in ministry to achieve it. When everyone knows the purpose, everyone can implement plans to reach the purpose. Everyone works together in unity to accomplish their part in God's purpose and plans. A vision that can be clearly communicated is the critical thing in mobilizing men and money for achieving the work of the Lord. Here are some ways to communicate the purpose throughout the entire fellowship of believers. 1. Write out the statement of purpose and give each person a copy of it. 2. Teach or preach on the purpose at least once a year. 3. Discuss the purpose often in both formal planning sessions and informal meetings. 4. Be sure all leaders in the ministry review the purpose together often. This will keep the vision fresh in their minds.